Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice. On calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on.
Champions. That was Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. This is The Playlist. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio. I'm Darren, and this is The Melodians.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Melodians with Rivers of Babylon, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. And opening up the show tonight was Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, Islands in the Stream, obviously. That was suggested by Troggy. And that was, well, Troggy was the first one to suggest that track, the first of about 4,000 people. There's another track coming up later on in this hour that was suggested by almost as many people. But Troggy gets the win on that one because they were in first. Oh, didn't put me bed up. There you go. Enjoy the bed. Okay, I just happened to let you listen to it a bit at the quietest moment in the song. It's the song is actually a really pretty little piece. It's called Fall River. From the game To the Moon, which is one of my favourite games. It's a very pretty piece. Anyway, yes, the theme tonight is rivers and waterways and that. And that, I mean, what more can you say? All the songs are about rivers or waterways or that. I did have a bit of a rule about seas, but I may have allowed the rule to be bent a little in some places, but it doesn't matter. This was suggested by Davy Bot and is Alison Krauss.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers.
tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Right. We all set then? Child of Merseyside.
I was born down in Manchester way back in 45. They call the rainy city and it's true I'm alive. Swore if I got the money and I'd still the strength to run, I'd leave that river Mersey and I'd find myself a son. Oh, but I think of her wherever I go, wherever I may bide. Liverpool to Manchester, along the flowing tide. I raise my glass into the air, I drink to her with pride. For each of us was born a child of Merseyside. When I was young, I used to say the countryside's for me. Away from all the chimney stacks, the mills and industry, I'd leave the dirty waters on the old ship canal. Now I feel that I'd believe in my oldest pal. Oh, and I think of her wherever I go, wherever I may bide. Liverpool to Manchester, along the flowing tide. I raise my glass into the air, I drink to her with pride. I used to dream of Canada's green pine, long to see the grapes of France and tread them from the vine. Dreamt of all the treasures when the open road was mine. Now the river Mersey, well, she's filled me heart and mind. Oh, and I think of her wherever I go, wherever I may bide. Liverpool to Manchester, along the flowing tide. I raise my glass into the air and I drink to her. Up to Warrington and onwards into sail. See the many ships on their way down to the sea. They'll carry many cargoes, but they'll never carry me.
Isn't that lovely? That was Rosemary Hardman from, let me have a look at my list here, from 1969. That was originally, I think, released on the Queen of Hearts album. That was suggested by P. Thane. P. Thane. I do apologise if I didn't pronounce your surname correctly there. You're a new one to these shores. You're a new Bruce. Joining the ranks of champions. And hello to everybody who's listening tonight. Thank you very much. This is The Playlist. I am DJ Darren, and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. And it's an absolute pleasure to have you along once again. So the theme this week is rivers and waterways, and that mostly, they're mostly, you know, inland waterways and such. There might be a couple that perhaps don't fit the inland bit that I did lay down, to be fair, but well, as I've said before, I'm a benign dictator, and what I say goes. And what I say is that this suggestion from Tattooed Mummy is a spectacularly good track. This is Bruce Springsteen with Erie Canal.
Thank you. sound. 15 miles on the Erica now. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erica now. We hauled some barges in a day, filled with lumber, coal and hay. We know every inch of the way from Albany to Buffalo.
That was Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band doing their... That was from 2006's Seeger Sessions, which is just a whole bunch of Pete Seeger tracks. And it's so, so good. I love that album so much. What's the track that's on there? Mrs. McGraw. Mrs. McGraw is such a beautiful piece of music. Anyway, I urge you to go and check that out after we're finished here. And in fact, after Brother Soul has finished crate digging. After me tonight, but after that you can go and listen to some Springsteen. Well, this is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, and the theme tonight is rivers and waterways and that and whatever it was I said it was. It's been quite folk heavy so far, and that's fine by me, because I do like a bit of folk. And honestly, I could have done an entire two-hour folk show just about rivers and lakes and, you know, oceans and seas. A very watery people, the folk set. Very watery. I thought I'd mix it up a bit. We've got some tracks that aren't folk. it's fair to say, folk or country. Because I think, yeah, pretty much all of them so far have been folk or country. This next one is kind of, I don't know what kind of genre you'd call this next one. It's kind of gothic pop, I suppose. Oh, just to say that the previous track was suggested by Tattooed Mummy, so thank you very much for that one. Yeah, this next one is a track that I love enormously, and when I was putting this together, I was absolutely astonished to discover that I've yet to play any tracks by him. And this is my 25th episode, or 25th edition of the playlist on Lover Brother Radio. So, well, I'll shut up and play Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Kylie Minogue.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She was more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free?
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the wild rose, my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. Third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die, and I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me, I do not know. For my name was Eliza. My name was Eliza Day.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
I'd like to dedicate this song to little Junior Parker.
cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name. I sang.
Al Green, Take Me to the River, suggested by Andy Art McCray. So thank you very much for that, Andy. That is an illegally funky track. It's too funky. That's so good. So good. I love that. And over the on the chat, stream.labr.online, Heapy has noted, he said, I wonder how much the song made in royalties from the Big Mouth Billy Bass craze. Two things about that. Firstly, genuinely, that was the first time I ever heard this song. I know. Somehow it completely passed me by. And secondly, Billy Bass has become a bit relevant lately on account of Green Day have demastered Dookie from 94 for its 30th anniversary. And they've released, I can't remember which track it is, but one of the tracks from Dookie has been released on a Big Mouth Billy Bass that you can buy from their website. I think they've got like three of them for sale or something. It's every bit as glorious as it sounds. Anyway, tonight's theme, waters? Oh, God. Rivers and waterways and that. So, yeah, you've had rivers, you've had all manner of waterways thus far. I'm going to play a doubleheader now. A spectacular doubleheader. Two songs from the same artist, because I had so many requests for both of them, and I couldn't not play them. So I'm going to kick off with Tina Turner and the fella that she was married to for a while. And then I'll follow up with some Tina Turner. This is River Deep, Mountain High.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll. Only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll. But only now my love has grown. And it gets
"'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr."
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing. You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
well,
do it.
I never lost
nice.
1 minute
and
sleep.
Rough.
And
but we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing might
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel keep
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling. Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the
city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep.
And I was working.
big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on a river.
On the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis.
You know I
pumped a lot of chain down in New Orleans. But I never saw all the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on a river. Say we're rolling.
Holy shit, that song's good. As a former proud actual live in a venue DJ, that track is a nightmare because you know that everybody is going to go mad for it. The second half of that track, everyone's going to go mad for it. But you've got to get through the first half, and that's a big ask. A little bit of Shawshank, massive amount of Redemption, but God, the Redemption's worth it. But yeah, real hard one to... You just can't do it. Anyway, that was Tina Turner, obviously, with Proud Mary. That was suggested by basically everybody. Actually, it was a toss-up between the Icantina version and the Creedence version. I think one person mentioned the Solomon Burke version of as well. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with the version that Tina re-recorded for the soundtrack of What's Love Got to Do with It from 1993, because, well, the less we have to do with Ike, the better, I think. And, you know, we let him have his little turn with River Deep Mountain High, which, as Troggy noted, did sound like it was recorded in a swimming pool, an empty swimming pool. But, man, great track. River Deep Mountain High, by the way, was suggested by Revian. So thank you very much, Revian. And it was incredibly remiss of me to not note that Where the Wild Roses Grow was, of course, suggested by In These Heels. There was a couple of others came in, but she got in there first, so thank you very much. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Thank you very much for listening. You are, of course, listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. The theme this week, as you can probably tell, is watery. Rivers and waterways and all that. And I've been asked what watery types there are. And honestly, I think it's mostly just rivers. And mentions of things that are river adjacent. There was a canal earlier. There's a stream in the next hour. And this one is just water. But it works for me because it's a great track. Suggested by Davey Bot, this is The Decemberists.
Some toe and tea. wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
What's the River Connection, I hear you cry? Even though it's a great track. Sister Sledge, obviously, Lost in Music, 1979. absolute stone cold classic. I think you'll find this is the playlist. I'm Darren. This is Lover Brother Radio. And suggested by me, that was Lost in Music. Ahead of that, from 2010's The King is Dead, that was The Decemberists' Down by the Water, suggested by Davey Bot. So what was the River Connection? Yeah, it was written by Nile Rodgers. I'm sorry. In my defence, I was asked to play something by Terence Trent D'Arby and Trent Reznor, but I decided to play something that slams instead, so I hope you enjoyed that. This next one was suggested by Piers Corley, and they're a new group by me, even though this came out in 1989. I've never heard of them before, but this is a really great track. This is We Walk the Levee by The Rainmakers.
TNT. Something that he gave and he gave down there. I thought so, it's here, but my family is here. It was you this time, it was us before. Nothing's fair in blood and war. And blood. My sister's married, brothers from a neighboring town. My cousin and his boy from his father's ground. I'm a Christian man with a Bible and a gun. Just a friend of God, ain't gotta shoot no one.
What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Go down. We used
understood what I felt for Mary. No one cared until the night you went out walking alone and never came home. Man with a badge came knocking next morning. He was I surrounded by a thousand fingers suddenly pointed right at.
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
We'll be right back.
Ahead of the top of the hour was Richard Marx with Hazard, suggested by Heapy. So thank you very much, Heapy. He swear he left her by the river, you see. And also, thank you to Steve Nixon for noting that Richard Marx has released 15 albums, 15 studio albums, not including Greatest Hits. And that track was on album number 3. I genuinely had no idea he'd released so many records. So, yeah, thanks, Heapy, for suggesting that. I genuinely love that song. It was on the first Now collection that I got back in 1991. So, yeah, that was from Rush Street, by the way. Very good stuff. And that glorious slice of calming lullaby that you just heard was a band that are completely new to me from an album that came out last year, from the album Insatiable Thirst for Torment. That was Celestial Sanctuary with Meandering Stream of Foul Fluid, as suggested by Guffo. So thank you very much, Guffo. I think it's fair to say that we all enjoyed that one enormously. And this is Alice in Chains. Suggested by Hales and Ales from 1992. That was Alice in Chains with Damn That River. And this next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer and is possibly the roughest recording of all the tracks tonight. And that's going something, considering I've got I've already played one quite roughly recorded folk track. I don't know why this song sounds so rough. I've checked it across a number of sources and it sounds the same. It's just analog, I guess, and quite old. It's from 1969, and this is Pink Floyd with the Nile song. And from the roughest production on the playlist tonight to the cleanest with the Cocteau Twins.
Calls on the eel that I sit in.
That was the Cocteau Twins with their interesting song about coarse fishery, rod, river and reel. I'm sorry, that was Sod's Lawyer just mentioned that in the chat on stream.labr.online. That just made me laugh. Yeah, that was the Cocteau Twins with Road, River and Rail from 1990's Heaven or Las Vegas. The two are very similar. I've not been to Heaven, of course, but I have been to Las Vegas. And I'm sure Heaven is just like that, but with fewer Americans, probably. Apologies to any Americans who are listening, but I'm sure you'll agree. That was suggested by Bez Lightyear, so thank you very much, Bez. Not the Bez from the Happy Mondays, although it might be, you never know. You don't know who anybody is online, really, do you? This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. You're listening to Love A Brother Radio, labr.online. The theme this week, as you are no doubt aware, is rivers and waterways and that. And I think it's fair to say that we've covered a good number of rivers tonight. Well, should I say this week? Because, as ever, it's not always night where you're listening. If you are listening live, I pay no attention to the late Kates who shuffle along here and listen on the catch-up services. No, I talk directly to you, the live Clives, who make the attempt to listen live, to tolerate this nonsense for two whole hours of a Monday. But yeah, it might not be night where you are. You might be in somewhere where it's still daytime. And for that, fair enough. Right, well, what else have I got coming up? I've got some good stuff coming up. Do you know what? I'm not even going to throw forward to any tracks because I want it to be a surprise, a magical mystery tour, a voyage of discovery, you might say. And yeah, this next one is suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Sorry, I was just trying to read my screen there. This one was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, and now it. I was very, very strict when White Wolf, who has a track coming up later, when Gary asked me, so what's the scope? Can we do oceans or seas or whatever? And I said, no, inland waterways. But then Sharon Gascoigne came along and suggested Martha's Harbour by All About Eve. And it's a great track. So I'm going to say that there are harbours on rivers. It counts. Shh.
Ocean wave, my love, crying.
crashing at the bow. I am a galley slave by love. If only I could find out the way to sail you. Maybe I'll just stow
A beautiful song about all of the inland harbours there. That was All About Eve with Martha's Harbour, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Thank you very much, Sharon, for suggesting that. That was from 1988's self-titled album, All About Eve. Wasn't it All About Eve that ended up being quite famous for having that absolutely disastrous Top of the Pops performance? I think it was. If you go looking on YouTube for disastrous Top of the Pops performances, inevitably you'll see that one, and Nirvana. Even though Nirvana's wasn't disastrous, they just messed it up on purpose. And also New Order. Yeah, it was New Order, wasn't it? That wasn't a great performance, though, to be fair. But in fairness to All About Eve, I think they were just messed up by the sound. Something didn't go right, and they just ended up playing it poorly. Anyway, I digress, and I'm just chatting about nonsense, really, so I should probably not do that. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and you are listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online, for I am contractually obliged to continually remind you what station you're listening to, because that is the professional way to do things. And it's fair, because Love a Brother's a great station. Speaking of which, Brother Soul is coming up at 10 o'clock. He's coming up after me, and he's digging through the crates. He's got his computer back up and running, or he's found another one, and he's got it all set up and going, so he's going to be digging through the crates live, just for you, boys and girls, and all the various shades of the spectrum in between. So keep tuned to this this frequency, this stream, after me, to enjoy that. This next one was suggested by Catnip, another new suggester here, so thank you. Welcome along to the show, Catnip. I'm glad to have you along. This one is Forest Swords with The Highest Flood.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. That was Forest Swords with The Highest Flood. That was taken from the 2017 album Compassion and was suggested by Catnip. So thank you very much, Catnip. Good to have you along. You're one of three brand new Bruces here on the show tonight, or today, or this week, or whichever way you want to cut it. Insert as appropriate. I am Darren, and this is The Playlist, but you know that because I keep telling you during every link. No, it's actually been really good. I've had a good number of suggestions to trawl through this week, so I quite like the way this is working now. I announce next week's theme on this week's show, and then you have a week to throw millions of suggestions at me. And it just means that I get quite a lot of... It makes my life a bit easier, and I quite like it. Anyway, this one is Norma Waterson with Black Muddy Water.
Black Muddy River, sing
Isn't that splendid? That was Norma Waterson with Black Muddy Water. Now, I've got that listed as having been released in 2009, but I'm not entirely convinced that's true. I suspect that that goes back a bit older than that, but apparently I didn't do my research adequately. That was suggested by Sheepnik, so thank you very much to Sheepnik for suggesting that. Once again, suggesting a song that I can pronounce, so thank you very much. Usually Sheepnik suggests Welsh songs that I struggle with my colonial English tongue. I really enjoyed that. That was really nice. That was Plus One by Piers Corley, who suggested that I might be struck off of the DJ's register if I didn't play that one when doing a show about rivers and waterways and that. So here I am keeping my spot on the DJ's register. A registrar DJ, that's me. So there you go. I really enjoyed that. That was really nice. What have we got coming up later? We've got 5 more tracks to play. And 25 minutes to play them in. So let's see if... So I've got on my list here at 21:56 and 20 seconds. I have to hit play on the very last track to make sure that I get all of it in without having to cut any of it off at the end, because I've overrun into the 10 o'clock. Overrun into Brother Soul's bit. So let's see if I manage to achieve that, hey? And I'm only going to achieve that by, you know, playing music and such. So, onwards with the music. This one, suggested by Steve Nixon from 1969, is the absolutely astonishingly beautiful Nick Drake.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan for lilac time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, shows in summertime. Said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for love. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band if it tells me all it knows about the way this river flows. I don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh, how they come and go. Oh, how they come and go.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
My name is Dodge, but then you know that it's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, but I can't read it. But I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri water. August 49, North Montana, the hottest day on record, and the forest tinder dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone, C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri waters. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill. We'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. We'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned, jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above the cold Missouri water. Sky turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire. I've said we can make it, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri waters. And when I rose like the phoenix, and that world reduced to ashes, there were none but two survived. I stayed that night, and one day after, carried bodies to the river, wondering how I stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, those that left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri shore.
Many thanks to Aid on Drums for suggesting that one. That was Cry, Cry, Cry with Cold Missouri Waters from the self-titled album from 1998. Again, a band that are new to me, but I really enjoyed that. It was really nice. So, I'm gonna check them out tomorrow. Listen to them for a bit while I'm pretending to work for a living. the great thing about having an office job is that I can put my headphones on and listen to a whole load of music that I've never heard before. It's really good. I heartily recommend it. Ahead of that was Nick Drake with Riverman from Five Leaves Left, 1969. Always puts me in mind of one of the best pieces of radio I've ever heard. Apart from this, obviously. This being the playlist on Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me. There's an episode, well, I don't know exactly where it came from, because I've only ever heard it. 99% Invisible, the podcast, back in 2014, broadcast a piece called Three Records from Sundown, which was a piece made for radio that won a load of awards, and is genuinely one of the best pieces of radio I've ever heard, to the point that I saved it, I favorited it on my podcast app, so I could go back and listen to it every now and then. I'll post a link to it on my socials. On Mastodon and up in the Discord, so you can go and listen to it. But it's one of the best produced bits of radio I've ever heard. It's remarkable, very very good. Heartily recommend listening to it tomorrow when Brother Soul and I aren't jazzing up your airwaves. Right. Anyway, a couple more tracks left to play, and then I'm offed. So this one was suggested by a metonym and is the live version of Sellout by The Levellers.
Yeah.
On that was fantastic for a live recording. That sounded really, really good. I really enjoyed that. That was the Levellers' Sellout, the live version from 2015 that was released. I think originally that was Leveling the Land, 1991. But that was really good. Thank you very much, a metonym. And also thank you to Adrian on drums, who points out that Cry 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 weren't really a band, more a one-off folk supergroup of Dar Williams, Lucy Kaplansky and Richard Schindel, who released one album of covers. So I'm going to go and listen to that album tomorrow because I really enjoyed that. That was really good. I've got time for two more tracks tonight. So I'm going to play this one and then I'll tell you what next week's theme is. Suggested by Rothko, the third new name here, the third new Bruce here on the playlist. This is indeed Sugar.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all I've got time for tonight. Well, one more song. Suggested by Rothko, that was Sugar with Good Idea from 2012's Copper Blue. And it comes to a very abrupt ending. I knew that was coming. That was all planned. This is The Playlist. This has been The Playlist. I have been Darren. Stay tuned, because Brother Soul will be digging through the crates after me. I will be back next Monday between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock UK time. And the theme next week is, of course, Halloween. So get your spookiest and creepiest tunes, and we will rock some Halloween. This, my friends, and courtesy of White Wolf, is Christy Berg. Oh, yes. Good night, all.
Tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.